King Kenny Rocks and Motocross of Nations. Germany, tough day with Ulrich struggling a bit, or got hurt, I guess. You said you wanted to win a moto. You did it. Great job. One of the best races I think I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I'm amped right now. I struggled the whole weekend with arm pump. I couldn't really get comfortable on the track, and just been changing things around on the bike, and I don't know. Like I said, I couldn't really get comfortable, and that's what happened in that first race. I started getting arm pump, and then
shaking it off a bit.
I went backwards. I was really bummed about that, but it would have been sick if I could have won both motos. It would have been awesome, but I mean, that second one, it was fun for me. Yeah. I think we pushed as soon as the start dropped, the gate dropped, all the way to the checkered flag. It was a super, super cool race, and it's cool, you know. I love all the fans, but there are some haters out there, so it's good, you know, to show them a little bit that all they're talking and you're gonna get smoked at this nation, whatever.
There's always haters,
but no, it was a super fun race. I think I'm hoping it was good for the fans.
Yeah.
And it was a good way to finish all this off.
And credit to you, he caught you a little bit, and you know, generally that means the guy's going forward. You buckled down, you knew it was him, and you rode fantastic to help to hold him off.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you change lines, or what? Did you just regroup?
I did change some lines, but it was all about just keeping it flowy. You know, the track is very, with the changes they made, it's better. But the track was very like on off, and the corners, the rods were very rough, and so
like a point and shoot track a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just put my head down, and I felt pretty fresh. You know, it's nothing to do with my fitness or anything. So I just put my head down and charged, and I think I could get a little gap, and then he came closer again. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't, because my goal was to win a full moto, so I wasn't gonna let him easily pass me.
Yeah.
So no, it was very a big monkey off the back once I went through that finish.
Short track. How were the lappers?
On one point, actually, it wasn't too bad. But at one point, there. It was like no lappers, a big chunk of lappers. No lappers, a big chunk of lappers. So I guess it wasn't too bad, but
yeah.
You know, they're not most of the time good for you.
One of the career highlights for you? I mean, you've done a lot. You've won a lot of races. This has to be up there.
Oh, it's definitely up there. Yeah. I mean, first ever Motocross of Nations moto win on it. And it was my fourth time. I mean, I won MX2 class 4 times in a row. I don't think anybody has ever done that as I read it. So I guess that's a pretty big deal.
So next week, Spain, and then back to U.S. How long till you're back in the U.S. and getting on the 450 to start Supercross?
Well, this is my last 250 race, so next time I go ride, I'll probably ride on a 450.
Are you doing the weekend this race?
Yeah, okay. On a 450. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Before I came here, I rode roughly three days, on a 450 and felt great. Felt like I was killing it. I was doing really good. So yeah, from now on, big boys.
Yeah, this is it. And you know what? And the other guy, number 8, Tomac, he's going up too. And I'm looking forward to that. That's some great racing. You guys are going to bring it up.
For sure. We'll give our best to keep it exciting. Of course, you always want to win easy. But, I mean, there's not just me and him. There's a lot of other dudes out there that are killing it at the moment. So it'll be exciting.
And hey, last thing. I thought it was cool. You guys had some sportsmanship up there after the race. You know what I mean? It's like you had a long 12-round duel in America. Things were cool between you, you know what I mean? And continue here. You guys are respectful of each other. It's good to see, because it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not one of those guys that just starts messing around for no reason. So I have absolutely no problem with him. And, you know, he's doing really good at the moment. But I was just so happy that I could hold him off. So, man, I mean, I think he would have preferred to pass me. But I was stoked that part. Absolutely, I have no problem with him. So why not high-fiving him, you know? Like, it was good. So.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations. Like I said, tough day for Germany, but a fantastic day for Ken Roczen.
Thank you, for sure.